Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, I want to welcome in a family physician from here in Missouri. Dr. Carla Dean Graves is joining us. She's a family doctor in the Kansas City area. Dr. Graves, welcome into the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so you're sort of on the front lines of this. What has your experience been with this virus so far?
Well, so far, I think that it has. There's kind of been a mixed bag, hasn't there? There
yes.
seems to be division within the country, just like there seems to be most of the time anymore. There are some individuals who feel like that it's been overestimated, and then others that feel like that it's been underestimated. And so it leaves the American people wondering, what is the truth about this virus?
Well, and you know, because they hear the stories every day that there's going to be a shortage of respirators and there's not enough bed space, and that is certainly the case in maybe New York City and maybe another spot or two in the country. It's not necessarily the case everywhere. What's your take on it?
Well, my take has been with a group of physicians who we have been actually requesting that people have early treatment with hydroxychloroquine. And this is a drug that's been around for 70 years. It has been used off-label in rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and other areas of medicine. And we feel like that if we could actually treat individuals at an early stage, that they wouldn't go on and progress into a more severe condition. And we wouldn't need those respirators that everybody keeps talking about.
Interesting. Dr. Carla Dean Graves, my guest this morning, what is the problem right now? I mean, as a physician, are you telling me that if you've got somebody that you've diagnosed with coronavirus, you cannot prescribe them chloroquine?
That is correct. The FDA has actually released the hydroxychloroquine, but it has been reserved for hospitals. I work with a particular group who feel that this is not really what we should be doing because there is no one who really knows patients better than their family physicians. And their family physicians know medical conditions. They know your medications. They can assess you very quickly, and you have a relationship, and what you could, whether you should take this medicine or not take this medicine. And so there are very few that cannot take this medicine. What would an example be? Well, an example would be if you have a prolonged QT interval, in other words, a heart block, but that would be genetically. You should probably not be on that medication, and especially if you had additional azithromycin added to it, then that possibly could cause further heart block. But for the most part, there are very few individuals that cannot take this medication and yes. should not be able to take it and it be available. We are concerned that if you put this in the hospital environment, then individuals going to the hospital, what is that going to do? Well, it might even bring more of the virus into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you could go to the hospital and maybe even come in contact with the coronavirus. So it makes no sense to us why we can't, as physicians on the front line, have this medication.
And doctor, just to be clear, number one, is this a nationwide rule? And number two, what are they afraid of? Is there a shortage of the medicine?
There was not a shortage of the medicine. I really do object to many articles coming out saying that physicians have hoarded this medication. That is not true. What has happened is that the drug began approximately 3 to 4 weeks ago being actually taken, well, I call off of the shelves. And it was taken off of the shelves basically by the government, and it has been reserved back in stockpiles for hospitals and also the FDA finally admitted 2 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon when hardly anybody's paying any attention that they did have a stockpile, and they had reserved the hydroxychloroquine back for stockpiling, and they have used it for the hospitals.
Dr. Graves, is this something I'm going to have the governor on later? Is this something that you're lobbying the governor to get involved with?
We have actually formed a letter to the governor asking that the hydroxychloroquine be released to individuals through their physicians readily. Yesterday, I tried to call a prescription in here in Kansas City to a local pharmacy for the hydroxychloroquine for a patient that has turned positive, actually. And I was told that I could not have that prescription filled by the pharmacy, because it had been reserved and stockpiled for actually the hospitals.
Wow.
And we are very upset about this because we have discovered that the PCR testing that the CDC actually initiated, those tests were first erroneous. They had to be recalled. There's a long story behind that, and I don't know if you want me to get into that story or not.
Well, I may not have time this morning. I would love, though, to have you back on again to talk about any progress you're making, because it seems like there's a lot of common sense in making this available so that people can trust their individual physicians to make this decision for them.
Absolutely. And the quicker that we could get to it, in treating patients, the better results we're going to have, and the sooner we can get America back to work and Americans back into their communities.
Dr. Graves, do people need to let their Congress people know about this? I mean, how can the American people speak out about this?
Well, they can speak out by calling the White House. They do have a line that is open for that, and you actually get a real person. You don't have to push a lot of buttons, and they ask you, and you could really make a difference there. And yes, call your congressman, call your senators, and tell them that you want this medication released so that we can use it early. It makes no sense at all. In any disease that we have or illness that we have, what do we always say? We want to catch it early, and then there's not as near as many complications.
Yes.
So this is what we want to do in this case as well.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And, doctor, listen, I know you had a long day yesterday. I appreciate you getting up so early and giving us some information this morning. Dr. Carla Dean Graves from the Kansas City area family physician, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great morning. Wow. Did you know that? I didn't realize that, but you apparently have to go to a hospital to get this stuff.